This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. America's tourism business has been slow to recover from the 2001 terror attacks. The number of foreigners arriving in the U.S. was down about 18% last year compared to the year 2000. Tour operators say new security rules are part of the reason, rules that make it more cumbersome to get an entry visa to the U.S. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Outside the U.S. consulate in downtown Rio, several dozen Brazilian visa applicants wait in line to be interviewed by American consular officers. Viviane Nascentes, a young woman wearing heavy makeup and a freshly pressed business suit, says she's not sure what to expect. I've heard people say it's like a prison in there, that it's all designed to make you really nervous, she says. The visa interview is probably not quite the mind game that Nascentes imagines, but it is likely to be stressful. Her performance will determine whether she's allowed to enter the U.S. for her dream vacation in New York. Visa interviews are becoming increasingly common. Consulates used to have broad discretion to waive interviews, especially if the applicant didn't raise suspicions. But starting this summer, Washington is requiring almost all new visa applicants between the ages of 16 and 60 to sit down for a grilling.
Could you cause harm to the United States? Where have you traveled before? What are you doing? What are your ties?
Jennifer Noronha is in charge of non-immigrant visas at the consulate. She says the new interview requirement is meant to add an extra layer of security to the application process.
Sometimes information can be supplied over the phone, and then when you look at the person, you can determine whether that information actually matches with the person. If the person claims to be a university professor, but in reality is not a university professor, you can probably determine that a little bit easier.
The mandatory interviews may make sense to Americans worried about terrorism, but Brazilians have greeted the new rule with annoyance. Marta Mendes, spokeswoman for the Travel Agents Association in Rio, says the new rule is discouraging potential tourists. The tourist just wants to take a little trip, but when he's faced with all these headaches, he refuses to be understanding, Mendes says. Her association says the number of Brazilian tourists going to the U.S. is still less than half what it was before the terror attacks, and the new interview rule isn't likely to improve business. The rule applies around the world, but it may well cause more annoyance in big countries such as Brazil, where many applicants will now be forced to fly their whole families hundreds of miles just to get to the nearest U.S. consulate. Back outside the consulate in Rio, a farmer from the state of Bahia is fuming over the fact that he was forced to travel 1,000 miles just to try to get a visa. I think the United States has reason to be careful, but I also get the impression that they're trying to discourage people from going there at all, says Pedro Boavista. The State Department says that's not the aim of the new rule. Nevertheless, there are quite a few foreign tourists who've decided that an American vacation just isn't worth the effort anymore. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.